Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Soldano City Manager Stephanie Queen responds to criticisms after claims that families and young children were subjected to inappropriate adult-oriented content at a Soldano Pride in the Park event on Friday, June 17th. The event included live entertainment from several performers, and it was aimed at celebrating diversity and support for the LGBTQ+ community. Queen addressed the situation on KSRM's Sound Off.
One, they followed the right process, filled out the paperwork, and were treated consistently as how we treat other events. The second part was, I'm not aware of any laws that are broken. It's my belief that it would have been illegal for me to intervene or for our staff to intervene and insert our independent judgment. And that's because your listeners are protected by the First Amendment from me, the government, suppressing what would be protected speech. And it's not intuitive to people that the way people dress or how they present themselves might fall under those same First Amendment speech protections as, say, religious speech or political speech, but it is. It's the same basket of freedoms. It would have been unlawful for us, any actors of the government, to independently insert judgment and make a decision that threatened those freedoms that are constitutionally protected.
In addressing previous references to adult entertainment, City Manager Queen says,
we actually do have protections in city code that prevent children or the public in general from being exposed to obscene, you know, nakedness, those kind of things. When I received complaints, I talked with our lieutenant in the police department. In evaluating these, the facts really matter. The nuance matters. So the fact that the performers were clothed, fully clothed with nude-colored tights means that there was not nudity. If that had not been the case, if there were body parts visible, I mean, this is maybe not comfortable stuff for us all to talk about, but it would have been treated differently.
The conversation concluded with whether Queen planned on quitting her job and a response from the Soldano City Council through member Justin Ruffridge.
In less than 30 seconds, Stephanie Queen, are you planning on quitting your job?
Not today.
Justin Ruffridge, are you planning on firing the city manager?
Not today.
Details and a link to the entire interview, RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation provided additional information regarding the Crowley tanker truck fire that took place Monday, June 27th. An explosion and fire took place in the truck loading rack at the Petrostar refinery in Valdez around 5 p.m. that day. The tanker truck owner is Crowley Fuels Alaska. The facility owner-operator is Petrostar Inc. The tanker truck released approximately 5,000 gallons of ultra-low sulfur diesel as a result of the fire. An unknown amount of fire suppressant foam and water mixture used to put out the fire was released onto a gravel surface. The cause, according to a Department of Environmental Conservation press release, states that Crowley Fuels Alaska was loading a tanker truck at the tanker truck loading rack at the Petrostar facility at the time of the explosion and subsequent spill. Source control for the contaminated fire foam water mixture was achieved at 6 p.m. that evening when the fire was brought under control. The truck loading rack had been secured. The Valdez Fire Department and Alaska Pipeline Service Company Fire and Rescue Team responded to control the fire caused by the explosion. Petrostar refinery personnel responded by closing the canal valves and built dikes to mitigate the spread of diesel and contaminated water. The fire consumed an unknown amount of diesel released from the truck. Vac trucks were used to recover a combination of 5,000 gallons of liquid with ultra-low sulfur diesel and fire foam water. The recovered liquids were transferred to interim storage tanks. The refinery operations have not been impacted, according to this report. The truck loading rack has been taken out of service until inspections and repairs have been completed. And at this time, it is unknown how long the truck rack will be out of service. There were no reported injuries. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.